ಗಣಪತಿಗುಂ ಹವಾಮಹೇ ಕವಿಂ ಕವೀನಾಮುಪಮಶ್ರವಸ್ತಮಂ ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠರಾಜಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಾಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಸ್ಪದ ಆನಶೃಣ್ವನ್ನುತಿಭಿಃ ಸೇದಸಾತನಂ ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಮಹಾಗಣಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಪಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಪ್ರತಿಬೋಧಿತಾಂ ಭಗವತಾ ನಾರಾಯಣೇನ ಸ್ವಯಂ ವ್ಯಾಸೇನ ಕ್ರತಿತಾ ಪುರಾಣ ಮುನಿನಾ ಮಧ್ಯೇ ಮಹಾಭಾರತಂ ಅದ್ವೈತಾಮೃತವರ್ಷಿಣೀಂ ಭಗವತೀಂ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶಾಧ್ಯಾಯಿನೀಂ ಅಂಬತ್ವಾಮನುಸಂದಧಾಮಿ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೆ ಭವದ್ವೇಷಿಣೀಂ. ಸರ್ವೋಪನಿಷದೋ ಗಾವಃ ದುಗ್ಧಾ ಗೋಪಾಲನಂದನಃ ಪಾರ್ಥೋ ವತ್ಸ ಸುಧೀರ್ಭೋಕ್ತಾ ದುಗ್ಧಂ ಗೀತಾಮೃತಂ ವಹತ್. ಇಯಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾ ವರುಣೇಂದ್ರ ರುದ್ರಮರುತಃ ಸ್ತುನ್ವಂತಿ ದಿವ್ಯೈಸ್ತವೈಃ ವೇದೈಃ ಸಾಂಗಪದಕ್ರಮೋಪನಿಷದೈಃ ಗಾಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಸಾಮಗಾಃ. ಧ್ಯಾನಾವಸ್ಥಿತ ತದ್ಗತೇನ ಮನಸಾ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಯಂ ಯೋಗಿನಃ ಯಸ್ಯಾಂತಂ ನ ವಿದುಸುರಾಸುರಗಣಾಃ ದೇವಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ನಮಃ. Good. So this week we said we're going to discuss the fourth chapter, that we would go over it, you know, meaning during the week everybody would take time, go over, look at it, and then any questions you have we can discuss like this. So I already have some question here Stephanie sent by email, so let's just look into that and then see what else we have like this, if anybody has other questions or anything. So she had a few questions here. So asking, how do I know which sadhanas to do to help to purify? And then, if I keep adding things to do, how do I slowly get out of everything, let go of everything? That's a good question. And how do I need to purify? Why do I need to purify? And then how do these sadhanas help to prepare for jnana and moksha? Same thing, jnana, moksha, in the end, same thing, like this. So, like this. So what sadhanas to help to purify doesn't mean I need to do that so many things. Already one thing people think they have to do so many things like this. Yeah, some things are useful, but to do everything, it's not possible to do everything. And actually it won't work if I try to do everything. It's like, somebody goes to school and gets a profession, they can't go and study all of them. Study something and knowing it well like this. So not all are needed. The main thing is like this, is as we went over the obstacles we have, the problems we have are of three. One is mala, the impurity in the mind. Second is vikshepa, the restlessness of the mind, like this. And third is the avidya, or avarana, the covering. The avarana, the covering that makes it so I don't see clearly what's behind the mind, like this, that I'm who I am behind this mind. So these have to be taken care of, literally. So for the first two, any methods are good. It's not that I need so many methods in this. So for the first two then, so many things. In general, karma yoga is in general for the first, said to be for the first. Again, if somebody really does karma yoga proper, it'll take care of both, of course. But because you become alert, how what you're doing, focused, etc. But in general, it's for removing the impurity in the mind. That's what that one is for, like that. So that's the first one, okay? Thanks, Steph. So, karma yoga for this one. Oh, we have it right here on the board from another time. So like this. So this is in general. And karma yoga we can't avoid. Because karma yoga doesn't mean I'm going to this place and doing this volunteer work. That's not karma yoga. I've been even to the ashram where I can't, you know, seen where somebody comes to the ashram, they're saying, oh, I'm doing karma yoga exchange. Meaning they're coming to the ashram, they're paying something less or not paying, and they're working the ashram. That's not karma yoga. Karma yoga is attitude, how I do the things. I can be in the ashram working day in, day out, but not doing it as karma yoga, because karma yoga I'm doing, and my ashram is so great, and you know, and then I'm not learning to thin out the idea of doership and attachment. So then that's not karma yoga. One can be living in a, you know, working at a regular job and family and everything and doing it as karma yoga. Because somebody might be more attached to the ashram than to the family, of course, like this. Now, again, all these things are not, whenever we say these things, it's not to belittle anything. Somebody renounces, lives in ashram, there's, you know, we have great respect for that. So it's not just to explaining the point, that karma yoga, then attitude, how I do the things, that I do everything, try to do as an offering, the results aren't in my hands, slowly, you know, reducing my idea of doership like this. All my different ideas and biases and this come up, and those who slowly get to be purified, because if as I have less attachment to what I'm doing, to the result and everything, and just be present doing everything well, then it helps to reduce likes and dislikes. Because my whatever job I have now, I'll do well, and I'll do it, and result not from my hands, results is in higher to the God, results is offered like this, not mine. So then helps to thin that out. So that's why the attitude of karma yoga is needed. With that attitude, naturally, slowly, I will be doing, what I do will also change. Because less I'm going to do just because I want or feel like, the more because, you know, it's what's needed to do or what's good to do like this. So this is, so karma yoga is a must like this. Then second is the mind is also, becomes very unstable also. So we need something also, the mind is not as much running around like this. So usually, so this we say upasana or raja yoga, bhakti yoga can be both or one of these, can help very much. So the mind isn't as restless. And also the more it's in the grosser things, the more it'll be restless, because the grosser things, it's hard not to get caught up in them, right? Because I see them and I get attached and I see the differences. So that's why upasana is used, which is karma yoga, bhakti yoga, if you want to say together. Yes, I learn to keep present with something, but more and more of a subtle idea. So yes, I see, you know, whether breath, mantra like this, whether the deity externally like this. And then slowly, slowly expanding that to something more subtle. So I am looking beyond just the momentary experience, momentary name and form, to something higher. So it helps me then see beyond it, expand my vision. So it's both more expansive and less expanded, the mind is less disturbed running around here and there like this. So those are necessary for purifying the mind. And the thing is, jnanam itself doesn't, you know, I just know. So theoretically, I can just know without having purified my mind. Theoretically, mind just is, and I see. But two things. One thing is, if let's say somebody is very smart, you know, intellectually smart, but their mind isn't prepared. So they look into it, they really understand clearly, oh, I'm this thing. But what happens is, most probably the impurities and everything will come and grab the mind. So it'll be hard to stick to it. So that's why actually nidhi dhyasanam is there. If my mind is prepared, a little shravanam is enough and I'll see what it is. But the mind isn't prepared, so it's like this. Before somebody comes to jnana yoga, then meditation is for purifying the mind as preparation. But once somebody's, you know, entered into this, us unfortunate ones that have already entered in, then it's going to be more for nididhyasana, for removing, for countering the habits that get in the way of this being stable. Because I'm the awareful being, but my habits come and pull me away from it. So to slowly, slowly put more, have the impression, the samskara of that I'm the consciousness, not I'm this, you know, this poor person who has to deal with all the stuff. Slowly shift the attention. Make that habit weaker and this habit stronger. So the nidhyasana, after we start understanding some jnana, it works for that, like this. So in any case, so this being said then, so these are needed for preparation. So it doesn't mean I have to do so many things. Karma yoga, I already have my duties, I learned to do them as karma yoga. In the Gita, Shri Krishna isn't asking Arjuna to do anything different, just to do his duty, and how to do his duty. That's karma yoga. Of course, let's say now, you know, I become an empty nester, and I have more time in my hands. So I'll just go and hang out and this. Then if I have that time, either I should do the activity for something for my growth, I can do some service or something, or I can, you know, if mind is more sattvic, meaning it doesn't need to run around doing things, I can do more study like this, or some meditation, something. Then I should use it wisely like that. Yes, like this. But it doesn't mean that now, especially if I'm busy with responsibilities, that I have to take something else up. It doesn't mean that necessarily. Okay. So that's the thing. We shouldn't get into a trap. I need to do so many things. You know, if I have a few things that are working well, stick to them and do them well, they'll take you very far. Because people try to overload with too much like this. Okay. And then again, without the purity, then it's very hard to see clearly, because kind of like you want to see a clear reflection in an impure, if it's an impure, a surface which is dirty, like dust on the mirror. And if the mirror, you know, and if it's like, what if it's the mirror is moving around, you can't see clearly. So it's, without it, it's very improbable that we can see, that we can have self-knowledge without the purity of the mind. So that's why, since we're interested in the inquiry, we do it, but also we have to, slowly our life shifts to have, you know, to help to prepare like this as well. One thing, somebody who hasn't done as much upasana, as much any kind of meditation that helps make the mind more stable, and they come to Vedanta, just the shravanam itself takes a lot of attention. And then trying to do mananam, this takes attention. So it also can help with that, with the, one doesn't have to go to another type of meditation or something. But again, it doesn't mean somebody's already having certain practices they're doing, devotional, whatever, they don't have to stop, they can do it, but they see, understand that it's helping to prepare the mind for this, like this, in that way. Okay. So that's the thing, that, you know, and also when you go to an ashram, they might have many things. Good, so you get to see them. Doesn't mean I'm going to, on retreat, I get to do a few more things, but then when I come home, doesn't mean I have to do so much. Stick to a few things, or, you know, something really well for a long time, then it has more of an effect, like that. So that's the thing. And the mind will, you know, you learn about your mind, the mind will get tired of something, you're resistant in this. Well, it's also part of it. I have to learn. That's also just some impurity in the mind and restlessness in the mind too, so I have to learn to deal with it. So in this way. So in this way. So that was saying there. And they prepare again, because it's necessary preparation for the mind. If the mind didn't have some level of preparedness, there's no way somebody will come and listen to this. After a little while, they get tired and they'll go. Because, you know, we're discussing the same kind of thing like this. My teacher, Vijayji, when he went in the 1970s, he went to a 3-year Vedanta course with Swami Dayananda. He said, Swami Dayananda, at the beginning of the course, he said, today when we have class, we'll discuss, I'm going to tell you you're Brahman, right? Next week, we're going to discuss, we'll tell you you're Brahman. In 3 years, you come to class, we'll say you're Brahman. That's all. If you came for anything else, you won't get it here. So somebody really has to want to look into it, otherwise. So some level of preparedness has to be there. And one thing also is, if you think of it, if I'm doing this and looking into it, and I'm doing a few months or half a year, and it hasn't had a very deep effect, but it's still, you know, interest, and I think it's doing something, it's good. because, you know, it takes time. Slowly, 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 I keep putting in, and slowly the mind, it affects the mind. You know, just like you drip, you know, there's something in the water, you put something in, drip at a time, a little bit at a time, slowly, it's going to have effect. Because everything I put in the mind has an effect, like this. So it's all always good like this. This friend I usually meet up with, he's been going to Vedanta class with me for some years. So we usually meet up, go for a walk on the weekend. So when I was talking with him, he said, yeah, it took 5 years before I felt it was really doing something. It was really, okay, I see it's doing something like that. So, of course, different people, different, you can't just measure like this. But then the whole, one of the points we brought up is it easy to self-knowledge or difficult? And the answer, you know, just like, is anything easy or difficult, right? So the question is, how is the preparedness? If preparedness is there, it won't be too hard. If preparedness isn't there, it can be difficult, like that. So here it's a matter of preparedness. So actually, what we need to do is, as we are doing it, we have to see what is more getting in the way. What is getting in the way? That's something I need to reflect in myself. I say I'm looking into it, and certain things, those are the things that are more getting in the way. That means things I need to take care of. And then you can look at it by this mala vikshepa. Well, avidya, the study, of course, like this verse. And we have the methodology for it, if you want to call it a methodology, you know. Because in the end, knowledge isn't a methodology, but, you know, this system helps us to point in that direction. So the sharavanam, mananam, didhyasanam, those are very much needed, of course. And then when I see, you know, some problems, I have to see, okay, what, you know, what can I do about it? And what I personally do is the sadhana chatushtayam, which is, right, three and then six goes in there, 3 plus 6, right, because 1 plus 6. The fourfold means for liberation. Once in a while, looking, okay, where is the weaker side? I have to reflect more on that side like this. So then one has to, you know, it's not like, okay, for this thing, do exactly this one. There are some cases, but then I see what is more getting in the way, and then that's something I think, okay, let me deal with that. Some negative habit is built up in this, okay, let me see how I can deal with that, because that's getting in the way. Let me work on that. Like this we can do. So that's and actually to tackle things like that takes a lot to do. One has to really reflect, because those are these things that are reflecting, you know, manifestation of my identity, of my limited identity. So as I learn to tackle them slowly, slowly, then as they get weaker, easier to see beyond them like that. Okay. So this is in general about this. And then the thing is, here also, we're not trying to get something new. It's a mean, all the practices are means for something, right? Means for preparing in this way, and for knowledge like this, that's it. So it's not that I need to get so much, and especially you shouldn't overwhelm yourself with too much. Let's say now you have more time in your hands and you put more effort in, you put more, okay, that's fine. But if not, you don't want to overwhelm, put some things. Yes, some time for reflection needed, some time for this. Without that, it's going to be very hard to really look deeply into this. But not to think, you know, and the thing is, the understanding helps to let go of the other stuff, though. That's the thing. Because the other stuff is accumulation. Here it's clarification, that's all. So, because actually, simpler lifestyle makes it easier. Mm-hmm. So, because more complicated than perhaps more. And in our day and age, especially your family, life, you know, there's already so much variable, so a little bit simplification can really help a long way, that's for sure. So whatever we can simplify that's not really needed, we cut that back, oh, can make a big difference like this. So this, you know, this can always be helpful. And so it's not something to accumulate, but to really look into deeply. That's why, again, just a little bit of things that you do, you know, for example, someone does a little yoga, you know, some puja and some inquiry. They don't need to add anything else. That's good. Why add something more? Do that really sincerely well, slowly reflect, see how I can slowly live my life as karma yoga, how I can introspect, that's enough. I don't need to add more. If there's some issue that comes and disturbs, I can look into it and see, okay, what can I do to try to deal with that? Or I can ask some advice and try to do it. And okay, so that's for a specific thing. Just like, you know, you get some illness and okay, how will I deal with that? Like that. But, you know, that's the best. You do something like that sincerely for a long time, it'll do a lot more than just trying so many things. Okay, so that's about this. Because people get into so, try so many things, so complicated, it's not worth doing that. Like this. I have had a clip somewhere. Before we had cameras in the phones with a regular small camera, first or second time was in Uttarakhand when I saw Swami Premananji there. Somebody asked him, some lady came and asked him, oh, you know, there's this practice I do, and this person said, it's this, all these things. You know, what should I do? And then I filmed in like 1 minute, and that was the best thing. He just was saying like this. He said, just take one thing, one practice, you stick to it sincerely, you stay with it for a long time, and that's it. No more question, no more confusion, done. Like that. Because otherwise, and it's endless. Like this. So like that. Simple, keep this simple, that's good. Spiritual practice should be simplify our life, not complicate our life. But again, you know, time, effort needed, of course. You're busy. So to carve out some time takes discipline. But then time is needed. Otherwise, how do you have time to look into it? That helps to answer your questions there, Stephanie? Good. I'm happy. So with this, any other questions from our nice chapter here?
I think the simplification is a great point. What if you have a job like there's constant conflict, and it just kind of drains you.
Yeah, I'm sure situations like can do it for sure.
Yeah.
So what happens is, of course, we can always end up being in situations, you know, that, okay, because always we have to deal with some situations are not always how most conducive to what I want. Inevitably in life it's like that, right? So then I just have to do my best. How do I do it best without it getting to me? I can do, from my side, the two things I can do, one thing is do my best, what I can do best, you know, my duty best I can, and as caring as I can, that's what I can do from my side, I can do it, right? And then from the other side, I also try not to let it get to me. So like, it is karma yoga like this, because, you know, we don't have any other choice about it. Obviously, how I do things will have effect on others, it's true, but I can't control that. What effect it'll have and how I can do things very nice and very kindly and this and be peacemaker, it'll help and it might not help like this, right? Like that. Like example, I'll tell you one of the nicest examples I saw of being in a hot seat and being both composed, of course, we don't know what's inside the person's mind, and balanced. I saw a little bit on where Dr. Fauci was grilled there by some committee. Somebody who served the country under 5 or 7 presidents, his whole life committed like this for infectious disease and how they're trying to, you know, discredit him like this, right? He did not say one negative word. He was very calm, very polite, amazing. I was amazed saying that, wow, what composure in this. Not speaking, but he doesn't speak badly on anyone, though he was in the job with people who are doing very bad things too. So like this, very nice lesson like this. From our side, we shouldn't let it get to us. I'm here in the world, I should do my best. rest I can't control like this. Mm-hmm. And so the more trying times are very place where I can grow, because if it's getting to me, meaning now I'm seeing something that's getting to me, so I can learn to grow there. How can I have it get to me less, right? Mm-hmm. How can I do my whatever duty is as karma yoga, do my best without having it control me? Because in the world, always any situation, some will be more, some less, but nothing's going to be exactly how I want it. Mm-hmm. It's like that. So then, just like here, he's in a war and he's teaching literally conflict. And how are you going to do, do your duty detached? That's what he's saying to him. So then when we have, here it's saying Kurukshetra, that's the war is taking place there. Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra, beginning of it. This is the field of dharma. So if I see my duty is the field of dharma, that I need to do my best like this, mm-hmm. I want to take Sri Krishna as my charioteer, right? On the Pandava, I want to be on Pandava's side. Do it from that angle, then I do my best like that. Mm-hmm. And then that's where we learn, because obviously we have to start from where we're at. I can't pretend I'm perfect, I'm 100% balanced, I have no problem with anything. Obviously I have, otherwise why I wouldn't need it. I wouldn't need to put any effort in for anything. So I have to see where that is. How can I better like this? And if one puts effort and they see small differences, at least that shows it's in the right direction. It's doing something. So if you take it like that, if I take it as, I'm in this situation, oh poor me, and this, I'm caught up and get stressed, okay, that's one thing. Then I have to say, okay, opportunity, how am I going to learn and grow here? When there's opportunity, when something is, in too bad a thing and I need to change and it's possible, one does like this. But again, we can't run away from all situations. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean it's a situation you can necessarily change like that, but you do your best from your side like this. You can think, try implement different things, different outlook in this, and then you learn and grow like that. So that's, take examples of people that had similar and see how they dealt with like that. So this one, just change the shift of attitude in the end is what makes the most. I'm doing it for my growth. The situations are for my growth, so I can learn and grow, learn to practice as karma yoga, then something. Just that shift in attitude already makes a huge difference, because then I look at it from a different angle. So you try that. Very nice. Stephanie replied because she. It's okay. Because she's. People are quiet at home, so she has to not make noise like this. Good, you can join while people are sleeping like that. Good. Any other questions? After this chapter 4 is closed, done. Can never go back to it.
So how would you explain the difference between passion and attachment?
Passion and attachment.
We are talking about, like, as part of Karma Yoga, like both the previous chapter and this chapter, we're talking about detaching, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you stay motivated when you, like, detach from the cells?
Oh, like that. Okay.
Like, I feel, at least from my perspective, like when you're deeply attached to outcome, probably when you introspect, right? That's how I think about it. You develop a passion for it and then you push hard.
Yeah.
But here the primary thesis is you have to, like, detach, but at the same time work hard or do your best.
Yeah, it's a tricky balance, that's for sure. There's no doubt. But the thing is, you work hard whatever duty you have also. This is one of the things. It's true, it's easier for me, things that I really want to do in this, to do that. But then something else is my duty, but I don't want to do it like that. So then that means it's raga dvesha like that. And this is one of the things to develop in the shat sampat, one of them is there's shamadama uparati. So uparati or uparama is satiety, to be balanced. But Adi Guru Shankara explains in it, you do your duty completely. You do completely and you earnestly, happily, like this you do. Because that then, first of all, that takes care of tamas. I'm not lazy, on the one hand. And also it takes care of ragadvesha, because I'm doing whatever is needed like that. So the thing is, the knack of doing, when I see people, the knack, whatever they take up, they're putting their effort in nicely, cheerfully, and well, that's a really nice thing to see, because it doesn't matter what it is, the duty they have. So then, yeah, if that's your duty, you'll do completely in this. Because the thing is, if it's out of passion, then ragadvesha will kick in more, and competitiveness, and, you know, whatever else it is. So for getting things done in the world can be useful for certain things. But for balance of mind, for karma yoga, it doesn't work. So it is a tricky balance, there's no doubt, because you don't want to lose totally focus. So yes, we just have to try whatever it's and do that completely best. Just be present with that as it is, what's needed. What is best, what can I do needed with my time, energy with this? This is how to think. And seeing that if my mind isn't following that, it can go to tamas or rajas. You know, rajas out of passion, tamas out of carelessness, like this. So it's a tricky balance then. So building that up. So when we see it's going to one or the other, we have to, you know, if it's too much tamas, yes, then that passion is needed. Because otherwise, rajas we need to pull out of tamas, like this. But then, as we go forward with it, slowly, slowly, I have to see how can I keep that up, really work well, but slowly, slowly drop the results like this. And again, shift in attitude in my life towards karma yoga. Because when I see that my actions are in order to get to something like this, then that's going to always be, rajas will be there, because I'm, you know, I'm karta for bhokta. I'm doing this project so that I can get a bonus or whatever, so it'll be, so that, you know, many people will benefit from, so I'll be so happy from this. But still I'm attached to that. We have to do it because of that. So then, yes, I do. And then slowly, slowly, I have to see how can I do this karma yoga. Change my perspective of things. Because anything I do, that the result will come, it'll be there for some time, it'll be gone. And it won't be perfect. And some will like, some won't like, right? I've gotten to something, but then the next thing's going to come and I have to deal with that too. So, endless. So I see it as for preparing the mind. Everything I do like this, but nothing I get to is an end. It's still just another stepping stone, just another means for something else. Never ends. So then seeing that I'm doing it, not for that end, but for, you know, for the purity of mind like this. Because anything I'm doing now, tomorrow might be gone, might be taken away for one reason or the other. Then I'll be disappointed or I'll be happy, right, with certain things. But then I'll miss it. Oh, I'm happy it was gone. But you know, there were some nice things there like this. So that is actually, it's a good question. That's something that one has to learn how to do. So yes, keep the passion. If it gets tamasic, then slowly see how you can do it this way. Shifting the attitude, because that's again why, you know, taking something, sticking to it regularly is where you learn. Because you try to change the attitude like this, but then you try for a while. It doesn't mean you'll do it today. Next week, okay, it's taken care of. But it's a challenge to take on for, you know, for years, you take it on. As you take it on slowly, we learn how to shift the attitude like this. Because the habit is so deeply ingrained in this way. So to have it be different takes a lot to do. One thing is, at first, you can see if I'm trying to do it like this, at least I remember some of the time. If I'm remembering some of the time, I'm still acting in the same way. But I'm remembering some of the time, oh, I should do this, I should try to do this karma yoga. Already it's something's happened, right? And then if some of the time I can try to do it like this, just do my best now, results not in my hands, results aren't mine. Then, as you keep doing that slowly, then slowly, slowly, it can, you know, catch on. So to remind ourselves at least, and then slowly we get the knack of it like that. So this is how it is. And then also to see how when the activity comes, what I don't like, to try to do that same thing. Because if I can do one action completely like this, why not the other one the same way, like this? So then we can look at that. So. That's why all these things, with the jnanam, like this, it's understanding, so that's something to do. But here with karma and this, yes, it's something that has to be hands-on. Because yoga, meaning karma yoga, upasana like this, that's something that, yes, I have to do. And I have to do, and then learn how to do it better than this. Jnana, it's something I have to understand. No, it's not doing like this. That's nothing to do there. So, and this is a nice thing. Bhagavad Gita is talking about both. Upanishad's mostly talking about the jnanam only, but here both. And so, you know, we really should try, because so many people, they, for the karma side, they learn the theory, but then they don't put that into practice. That's something I have to put into practice, mm-hmm. like this. Like Swami Shivananda, he writes somewhere, see God and God alone and the members of your family. Meaning then you'll do as, you know, you'll do as worship, as service, and worship is how you deal with them. He says that how many people, devotee Swami Shivananda, try to live up to that? I don't know. But the thing is, it's easy to say and keep here, but then that's why taking some things and just trying to work to see things from that angle helps it to change my vision of things like this. So there, yes, for these things, practice is needed. Effort is needed because it's very easy just to keep going along. You know, we grew up, we already have our whole mechanism, how to deal with the world, how to do things is set. So I can just keep riding along comfortably like this. Especially, you know, that we're fortunate that we're not having to, we're not suffering in a place from diseases or from war or from we have food, shelter very easily. So it's very easy just to go along, mm-hmm. simple life, and just live simple life, and it'll be okay. We can do that. We can be okay like this, no problem. Very easy. But to shift how I look at things takes more. Like somebody who's in a more difficult time, they have to put effort in anyway. But when we're in a comfortable place, like somebody who's born to rich parents, a lot of times they become dysfunctional because they have everything. They don't need to do anything. No effort needed. So adversity, some adversity is good, of course. Too much, of course, unfortunate. But the thing is, let's say we're in a fortunate place like this, but then we can just move along comfortably, or we can utilize, on the other hand, we utilize the time. Hey, I have, let me learn how to, you know, I can, I have to change, you know, put the effort in for my attitude. I have to put the effort in, not because it's needed by the circumstances making me have to have it. Of course, I'm suffering, so I want to get out of the suffering, so the circumstance actually does. For somebody who is a real aspirant in heart, you know, burning inside for it, yes, they have to do because they see that it's going to, the suffering is there when we really look at it. Because everything we have will be gone, right? I'm here for a short time, everything I have will go away. All these things, if I look at, whatever I get is ephemeral, so yes, so that's not going to, the things won't solve my problems inside. I'm still, whatever I get to, I'm still the wanting person, limited wanting person. So in this way, it's, you know, useful. It's just putting a little effort to look into at this way and slowly seeing this way makes a difference. And then effort is needed, you know. And what happens also is having, like, we come here, so there's some reminder, having some, because, you know, if somebody's motivated enough for themselves, they'll just, you know, hear a few things and do it. But for most of us, some hearing it again or some support is helpful because the other samskaras take to other things, right? You know, okay, when I have time, family wants this, friends wants this, or I'm used to doing this hobby and I just end up doing that. So having something like this, you know, some circle where it reminds me something else, yes, that's always very helpful. Because otherwise, you know. But at the same time, I have to put in the end, it has to come from me. I have to want to put the effort in. Like that. That's again, Swami Shivananda would also say that an ounce of practice is better than tons of theory. Like karma yoga, he has a whole book on karma yoga. We can read it, or we can just take a few pages, a few points, and really put into practice. We'll learn so much more by that, like this. So in this way. So yes, if nobody said it's easy, but then you do, and then, you know, but again, if you put a little effort in, you see a difference. I know. When putting a little effort in, like we say, offer the results to God. How much do we do that? If I just do that a little bit, I see what it is. So in this way, we have to put in the effort then in this one and see, like that. Okay. A very good question, like this. So, is this helpful?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever we discuss this, if not helpful or not clear, this can always discuss more, no problem. That's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. Good, good. Any other questions here?
Mm-hmm. I think it's maybe another relevant question. Is
yeah.
Like, specific to detachment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like with your kids or with your family, right?
Yeah.
You know, how do you, I guess, how do you practice that? Is it practicing, or how do you kind of, you know, look at it at the same time, you know, you also don't want the family to feel like you're, you know, disconnected.
Yeah, of course, right? Of course. Yeah. Again, that's, again, I can't tell you from first-hand experience, unfortunately, because I don't have children my own, so like this, you know, stepson, grandkids since they're born, but still, it isn't the same biological thing, so that, you know, because you have your own child, I'm sure it makes a difference, so that's why I can't tell you directly in this way, obviously.
Yeah.
But the thing is, again, the... that slowly have to see. I think the, you know, my guess is your love for the children is cannot, you know,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't change. That's my guess. Mm-hmm. It's ingrained in it, that if somebody has slowly, you know,
mm-hmm.
has some viveka vairagya, I don't think that would get hurt. Like, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody has very strong vairagya in this, that's a different case, but that's not most of us like this. That I think, but I can't, you know, that I can't tell you for sure. But again, something I have to see, yes, out of your duty to love and care for them in this.
Mm-hmm.
But then also to, as an aspirant, so also, here in the Gita, Arjuna isn't told not to have his love and respect for Dronacharya and for Bhishma, right?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, before the war, they all Pandavas came to Bhishma, and Yudhishthira saluted, said, you know, we request your blessings and permission to fight against you. And he was very happy, said, you know, he wouldn't have given his blessing if they wouldn't have come like this. So meaning that didn't get in the way of it, of this. So what I would think is have to, like what Swami Shivananda mentioned about seeing the God in them. And also that poem I mentioned of Khalil Gibran gives that in such a beautiful way, like this, can look it up, that the children, you know, they're not yours, they come through, you're from their yearning for life, different things like this, very beautiful. That trying to, because the thing is, again, there's the way I see the things, and I can strive to see in it from a different angle. Because a different angle, yes. How do they come to the world? As though, you know, it's nature doing, it's the jiva's karma they're doing. The relation with us is temporary also, because it is true. Because they're your children now, other lifetimes, who knows what connection, everything. So yes, so some, there's some bond, some reason there. So I have to give love and everything, but still understand, yes, they're living their life, they came here for this. They're also, you know, just the God is in them as it is in everybody else. So I have to, it's an opportunity for me to love and serve and do best for the others. And then they'll do their thing anyway, like this. Because one of the most difficult things usually here is the kids grow up and then they go and then, you know, okay, then it feels more empty like this. And I'm sure, you know, for most people, even some majority of people, even people who study much, you know, there'll be some pain and suffering there, and that's actually, in the end, it helps for our growth, right? When that happens. They're small, but for most of you, but it, you know, with time, actually different ages. Raji is about to be empty nester, like this. So to slowly see like this, let's see, it's the God, you know, the gods in them. I'm serving the God in the best I can, lovingly as I can, but then also the God decides how it's going to be. He's the puppeteer, not me, so he's going to do it. He decides they're like this, like that. And how best I can serve, and there's so many situations when they're small, different, now different, they'll be teenagers, different. Mm-hmm. You serve in different ways. So then you have to be loving and selfless, but same way, understand that that's, you know, not yours, it's, you know, because that's the main thing, it's mine. No, the kids aren't yours, they came, they're going to go and do their thing, and you go do your thing, it's inevitable. Any things that connect in the world again eventually are separated. That's just how it is. You know, even if it's only a death in some cases, most cases not, you know, most people, most relatives I'm with, friends with, at some point, you know, for whatever reason, I can't just be with them like that. So again, it's something to really look deeply into, because again, the love and care that has to be there, you're right, but it's an understanding. Like the and actually, I'll tell you, the monks that I know and I respect the most are actually very loving and caring. So very, you'll come to very loving, very caring, everything. So that love and care is there with the Viveka Vairagya they have. So that's where Vairagya, especially as householder, Vairagya has to be understanding, but not the indifference like this, because that one, meaning inside there's some level of indifference, but not indifference in care, especially for, you know, for those close to us. And in general, indifference in care for others shouldn't be there in any case. So like this.
So not to have like expectations.
Exactly. Yeah. That's part of it. Yeah. Because you know, you tend to them and you do the best you can for them. But you can only do, you have an effect, but just a portion of it. Yeah. Not everything. They came with their karma, with their expectation. And then, you know, so you know, that's, you have opportunity to serve them. That's it, not to control how, what they'll be and how they'll be, that you can't do. So no, it's a, and I'm sure it's a great lesson I've seen, because I haven't seen, but I've seen on my wife then, you know, yes, they're good, because I see what it is to have a child even grown up, that yeah, there is the expectation, very hard not to have any expectation, so there is some pain and suffering there. There's no doubt like this. So, but that's what causes it. That's what causes, because the worldly love we call it is a mixture of love and expectation. There's a mixture, right?
Yeah, I think in any relationship you have that.
Exactly. So pure love is different. Pure love is, yeah, you know, that you feel the oneness with. So then, you know, you serve best you can, but then you can't do anything more. You understand that. So it's a, again, just like you said with the work, that if it can be a conflict or stress or this, it can be a good place to learn to grow karma yoga. So same with the household, same thing. Just in a different form, again, family and this, and then again it's the same story like that. So that's and again, it's putting effort to see differently. That's something I have to, that's sadhana, that's work that one has to do. One puts effort in and sees, let me try to see it like this differently, right? One worships the God and says, okay, these are your manifestation, I'll just serve best I can. But out of habit, I'm not just doing like that. So slowly, over time, that can change like this. That's the idea, like this. So that's, you know, that's what we can do. I remember one song he's talking about, he's saying how, he says, somebody sees the baby Krishna, says, oh, that's just like my child, like my grandchild. And he said, no, that's backwards. Don't say that's like my grandchild. Say my grandchild is like baby Krishna. Then you're doing backwards. Because then you're thinking there where you should, the reason they show Krishna as the child, as the baby, so you can learn to see your child like that. Now so you can see your child there, because that won't help. It'll help maybe to have some love for the deity, okay. But the main thing, that's the God this, so your child like that is the God too. That's to see it like that. So in this way, and then it's good when you know things come up because of expectation, then that's the place we can learn. We say, oh, that's my expectation, right? This Vijayji, who I learned from here, he said that one of his sons, after high school, years back, he got into some engineering school, whatever it is, right? And after he got accepted and everything, then he spoke to his parents and he said, you know, I really don't want to go into science engineering. I really don't want to do that. And, you know, the background here also that he comes from, then it's most people, that's what they do. They go to some good college. There's expectation, family expectation of culture, society, like this. You think here, Silicon Valley, upper middle class Indian family, that's what you do. That or doctor, like this. He said it was because of all the Vedanta study, it was much easier for him to deal with. He said, okay, you know, what do you want to do in this? You know, no problem, that's not for you, do this. Very nice, like this. So in this way, you know, we have to be ready for that, we might want to do anything, and then we have to do our best, love, support, give what we can, then we can, we can't control. Like that. So in that way, you know, the family are fortunate that they are there, that they show us our attachment to this and also show us our love so we can learn how to look beyond our attachment. If I don't have things attached to, how am I going to learn? You know, if I don't have attachments, it doesn't matter. But this way, it helps me to learn like this, to cultivate that. And that comes with, so that love has to come with a lot of acceptance, because nobody's going to do, especially family, we'll see. Outside, people won't do how I want. Family, how much do I completely not like this? Like, we can't have them do how I want, right? So duty has to be there, and care has to be there, and detachment same time, like this. For in the end, detachment for my own, my own sanity, like this is needed. And actually, it'll help the others too, because then I can do, if I'm more detached, and the more clearly I can do what's needed. Because then, more clearly I can think about, because if somebody's too attached, they're not going to be able, you know, act much more out of emotion impulse than out of, thinking about and seeing what best I could do. So. Yeah. And the thing is, again, we do this through purification, the care, service, and this, and then as this chapter showed, but then also, we have to learn that I'm a karta, I'm not doer. So yes, I have to do, but then also the karma yoga helping to purify the mind, but then slowly I have to akartartam, I'm non-doer, I have to see. That's it. And I think also that the way, you know, the four ashramas, right, brahmacharya, like this householder, vanaprastha, sannyasa, those are there. And they're given also very interesting, could householders in the middle, and then vanaprastha, meaning empty nesters, vanaprastha, right, like this. Or, you know, then your responsibilities are less. So it's given, because when you get to vanaprastha, there is some maturity you've gone through life. You've gone through dealing with people more, gone through with family, and gone through the family, you know, the fact that, you know, people from our kids from the family come and they leave, they go elsewhere, and they've so gone through that. Then, much easier to reflect on, then can have a lot, you know, then can have a much more, have the vairagya go deeper in this, because then we've seen it, everything came and went, and we've seen I can't hold on to it, and then, so probably more, I'm guessing more karma yoga as we're doing would maybe be more practical, you know, because with love and care in this, and slowly learning to not hold on to the act, to the result. But then, the as he's talking here, the karma sannyasa yoga, as the, you know, in high school they're not as home as much, or they've left already, then it's, you know, okay, now I'm not doing this, easier to do then. That's my guess. So it probably helps with the karma yoga, maybe now is more of a phase, and then afterwards more the understood, I'm completely non-doership. But the more I understand about it, the easier to do also. Because we're more prepared for it like that. That's that thought I didn't think of before, but that's probably why it was set up in a very, you know, all these things are set up for with a lot of thought in mind. If Sri Krishna is saying these came from him, there's good reason for it. So this is one of the main, one of the reasons like that. That's easier as Karma Yoga now. Preparing for it as I go forward, it's a little later in life, easier to see I'm not the doer, like that. These are all very good things, and then, we just have to take and run with these things in life. Because change, bit major change or whatever doesn't come overnight. It takes time. Like, you're all in profession or something, you worked at for some time, after college, after working some time, then we become more and more, we really know the thing better because of expertise over time. So with these things too. No doubt, like that. What's our time? Oh, very nice. Okay. Any last questions?
I just wanted to add that, So I was thinking about how do I arrive in your classes, and it all just came full circle in this class because about 10 or 15 years ago, I started with a concept called conscious parenting. So it was actually through parenting that I've, and the sadhana of parenting, that I've arrived into yama. And because of doing that sadhana. And so it's amazing that Sri just brought that up, because that's what I was thinking in my mind at the same time. That's really cool.
Oh, nice. That's good. Everything helps work. A lot of times we see things we do, later on they prepared for the next thing. Not, sometimes we purposefully are doing, but a lot of time we don't plan, but it helps, later thing that it helps for like that. Very interesting. I didn't know studying Vedanta in this, but having studied some Sanskrit earlier, then when we studied with the text, so much, I can't understand everything, so much I could, so it's like this. So many things like this, you go through life and then prepares, so, yeah. And I think also one of the things is the Karma Yoga Jnanam. The Karma Yoga is the general thing for purification in life. Jnanam, general for self-knowledge. But it doesn't mean that other tools are useless. Like, just saying conscious parenting. Somebody has some very troubled child or something at home. Okay, we need to learn some other things too. We're a physical problem. Yes, we'll go to a doctor. Yeah, it's true. If I'm a jnani, it doesn't matter, all these things. But still, there's duties to take care of. So, these might say go more to the root of the things, but not the other things are useless like this. Because everything has its place that can be helpful in some ways like that. So it gives the deeper solution, but the details in this, we have to live out, put our entire lives and use whatever other tools, mechanisms too, like that, in this way. Very nice. Well, I hope this small discussion is useful like this. So then the fifth chapter, I don't have the actual book because I wanted to order these booklets also, but they couldn't have them printed in time for us to bring them because you have to order them in India like this. They won't ship them abroad. So Raji has scanned, so I'll print some for you guys for Stephanie. I'll just send her an email, so then we'll just have a photocopy of that so that we can use it for the class from next week, like that. And what I'll do also, send an email later today, just letting people know we're starting fifth chapter. And, if some new people come, we'll give a small review beginning of the class and this. And also, it's a nice summary of the third and fourth chapter anyway. It has a lot of revision of third and fourth chapters, so people joining, that'll be a little easier. People think, I'm coming in the middle, what's this? So, if people come, if not, no problem. We're people, we're enjoying it. But if anybody else wants to, then the emails say, it's a good time if somebody wants to join. And also, now it's summertime, so I'm sure, vacations, things you have with family. So if you know of things that you already have things scheduled, please just let me know. So we'll know, like if there's a certain weekend, we know half of the people are away, whatever. Well, ahead of time, we can know that week and we don't have class. So it can just be planned well, that's all. Of course, not everything is planned, but whatever it is, that'll just be useful. You can let me know. So then, you know, we know. So everybody know that weekend, no class, so good. I'll do something else. Okay. Om. 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 Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.